But I mean, I thought it was like looking in a mirror out there early. I thought they were playing the exact same system we were doing. I thought, we got out to, 2-1, 2-2. I think right there you realize the importance of getting that next goal, getting that two-goal lead, especially with a goalie like Stewart and Nett. And then we gave up a late one there, but we were able to respond before the period ended and get one. So, I mean, going in the third period on the road, up a goal, you feel pretty good about yourselves. But I think we made some mental decisions out there that didn't pay off the way we thought as far as being on the defensive side of the puck. And, they came in and made a couple good shots. And then, 4-3, we're trying to create something, try to tie it up, and the guy picks it off from 5-3. So there you go. But, we got to realize that those teams are fighting for points, too. They're not going to roll over and die. And especially going on the road, you got to keep the game simple and kind of nibble and take what they give you. And tonight we had some chances. Their goalie made some big stops. We could have been up a couple goals and feeling better about ourselves. But, I mean, that's the way it goes. We've been in that spot, too, where our goalies stayed up, made some good saves and kept us in games, too.
Is it frustrating for yourselves? Obviously, first and second periods, you've got all the momentum. You take the lead into the second and then... is it a mental switch off in the third, or is it?
I don't think it's mental switch off. I think it's just a combination of guys trying to make plays that, I think the best intentions are there. Sometimes the execution just isn't. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes that you realize how good this league is and how quickly momentum can shift and change. And there's a lot of good players. And I think same on our side, we get chances and we score. I mean, that's the difference between winning and losing hockey games. And at this point tonight, we gave up a couple too many chances that, ended up in the back of our net. I think it's the way hockey goes, the way sports goes. So I think we have to regroup, especially with Brayhead coming in there. Our long-term goal of winning the league is still there. If we beat them, we're looking after ourselves at points they don't get, and then we control our own destiny after that.
Is that what it's all about now? Focus on Wednesday and that important game against Brayhead at R. Sheffield?
Yeah, we can't look any further past that. I know we have the Challenge Cup coming up on Sunday, but when we sat down at the start of the year, our number one goal was league champs, and that's still possible. It's going to take a little bit of work now, especially giving up these points tonight, but I think we have a group for it. We've showed we can respond all year under a little adversity, and tonight's just a little bit more adversity.
How do you think the teams match up, Shefford and Brayhead, throughout the year?
You know what? It's been so long since we played them. I think it was when Danny Block came at December. So, things have changed. We have obviously a new starting goalie. And, you keep track on the ticker and things like that. But you really, other than that, you don't really know too much. I'm sure G will have us well prepared going into Wednesday, have some video there. And especially playing a nice Sheffield will change the way we play a little. If we can get back to the way we've been playing the last 10 days where we're, chipping pucks and using our speed and playing in the offensive zone. I think, we really are able to dictate the play and play the way we want to. And we start making decisions to go into the middle of the ice and get those things picked off, then we start have to play defense. And, like I said before, players are so good. You give them an inch, they're going to bury you. And, any little mistake can be magnified quite quickly.
How do you feel like you're playing at the moment?
I feel like I'm playing well. I miss Gord. I love playing with Gord, but Tom has stepped in doing a job. I think, the points have been coming the last few games. I think for me, my job is to be an even or a plus player, and that's what I try to do. If I'm coming off the ice in the night and I haven't got scored on, am I able to be on the ice for one or two against, I think, or four, then I think I'm doing a good job. And I think, now that our second unit power play there, Mozyanko's unit with Gordo, myself, and Connor tonight, I think we're doing our job, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we're dictating the play. I think at this time of year especially, I think the more simple you play and the more commitment you have to defense, you're going to be in a lot more games and give yourself a chance to win. And I think, over my career, I've learned that. That's what it takes. And it means we're trying to be a leader out there and show the guys that, that's what has given us success over the last couple of weeks, and that's what we got to do. We kind of got away from it for 20 minutes, and the results showed.
In terms of the power play, obviously you mentioned you're playing on that second unit. How do you feel like it's all kind of coming together? Because I know for a while, the power play was struggling, but it all seems to be ticking along now.
I think just power play has a lot to do with confidence. You get some looks, you get some breaks, so you get some goals. I think you start to, you really ride that wave of confidence momentum. I think we sat down and we went over it and what we needed to do out there, and Dowd's going to the front of that there and being a pain in the goalie's side there, standing in front of him really helps. And then we have two guys in Fretz and Mosey that can make really heads-up plays. And I think Gordo and I talk, we're just worried about getting shots through and having that battle down there. We feel with that, those guys, they're going to pick up loose pucks and find rebounds. And I think when you do that, you give yourself a chance to score goals because you're being simple and you're just making the plays they give. You're not trying too much and you're being pretty opportunistic.
How do you look at the weekend as a whole? Obviously, you know, you get that emphatic win in Hull and then obviously kind of tonight's result, mixed emotions, I bet.
I mean, you want to win. Two road games, I think, if you... I mean, you look at it month by month or your goals. A split on the road's what you want, but right now we're worried about points. If we could have got to overtime, at least got one, and then maybe steal another point in a shootout, who knows? I mean, that's what you're looking for, and I think... I mean, G will have it in video, and we're going to go over the things, and I think that's what he does so well, is he shows you options, and he critiques you in the right way. That's a good constructive criticism, and I think we all know... when we do play that style of game where we're selfless and defensive and getting pucks deep, we're a tough team to play against, and we have to play in our end. I think we become like every other team in the world, that nobody wants to play in their own end. And I mean, like I said before, little things can end up in the back of your net pretty quick. So right now it's getting back and parking these two games and looking forward to Wednesday.